Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling from Mary Hinkle.
This is she.
Hi, yes. I'm calling in regards to you speaking to my coworker, Stella. You were looking for assistance on how to get the waiver services?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Have you gone through the waiver program before?
No, but I worked for it years ago.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, so do you have time at the moment so we can call into the enrollment worker to set up your first assessment?
Yes. Can you help me find out if I qualify for extra help? I applied over a month ago, and I've been trying to get the assistance office, and I don't know how I lost the number. I applied by phone, and I have a reference number, but I can't get anywhere with anybody.
Okay, what's the reference number?
The reference number is R1291-000-38861.
And you stated you applied like a month ago?
Yeah, it was over a month ago.
Okay, let me see. Give me one moment. By any chance, do you know your income amount? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yes. By any chance, do you know the your income amount? Are you married or single?
I'm single. My husband's, he died actually 8 years ago today.
Oh, my God. My apologies to you.
My income... It's, hold on a second here. 1324 a month. I don't know how much that is a year.
Okay. I'm looking here to see if you qualify.
I hope to God I do, because if I have to pay my Part B, I'm going to really be bad. I'll be in terrible shape.
Okay, so you do qualify. Let me see if...
Oh, thank God.
On your case, one moment.
Yeah, I guess they're so backed up because of everything in the freeze and people applying for LIHEAP and everything that I can't get through to anyone.
Just to confirm your date of birth, May 1st, 54?
Correct.
Alrighty, so we're going to call into the enrollment broker because nothing's popping up regarding your application, and we'll get things moving forward, okay? Can I put you on a brief hold?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, one problem. One moment. Hi, Mary. I have the enrollment broker on the line.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Alrighty, for some reason, she hung up. We can do the application online, actually, so let's just... do that instead.
Did you say your name was Erica?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Okay. I'm just adding in your information that I have so far from you.
Okay. Don't mind me. I was awake most of the night. I'm a little goofy here. I just couldn't sleep last night.
Well, yeah, it's a rough day for you today.
No, it's just a lot on my mind, and I woke up, went to the bathroom, and then I laid there, and I just couldn't sleep.
Are you comfortable with providing your social security number?
Yeah, I can give you that. It's 1-93-429-078.
Okay. And the best email address for you?
It's all lowercase letters. mdhinkle1@icloud.com. I don't have a computer. I only have an iPhone.
Okay. Okay, so I put in, wait, let's see here. What's your doctor's first and last name?
My doctor is Mackenzie Mady, M-A-D-Y.
Perfect. And when's the best date and time that you want the enrollment broker to come out?
Oh, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, so I'm going to do, let's say Tuesday. Would you prefer 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. around the time or 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.?
I don't know. Let's say 9, I guess.
Okay, so they have...
Is that a window?
Yeah, they have a window of coming between 9 to 12. But they'll definitely give you a call ahead of time to keep you updated.
That's this coming Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me just finalize everything. One moment. Okay, perfect. So you will receive a call from the enrollment broker either tomorrow or Monday to finalize and confirm the appointment set for Tuesday, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so I'm going to follow up with you tomorrow for the first assessment. Just keep in mind to have all your IDs, your primary care physician's information, any medications that you take, and if you have documents regarding your income. So when they come...
Well, yeah, I have my Social Security award letter.
Okay, perfect. So just have all that documentation with you when they come out to see you. And then they're going to send out a physician form to your doctor to sign, stating that she'll either sign off that you do need home care services or not. So they'll go based off the physician form. If your primary care physician states that you don't need services based off your condition, it may be denied. So just make sure you and your doctor are on the same page of you needing home care, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so I'm going to follow up with you tomorrow just to see if you receive that call, and I will be helping you throughout the process, okay?
Okay, I thank you.
No problem. You have a great one, okay?
All right, thank you so much, Erica, and you have a good day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.